This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. I'm so glad you're able to join me today as we continue our series on the wonderful name of Jesus. And we've been looking at what have we been given in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we find salvation from sin. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And so salvation is found in the name. So in the name of Jesus, we find salvation from sin. Secondly, we find authority over darkness. Acts 10 verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. We don't have to fear the dark because we have power in the name. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 17. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. So we have authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. This is so important for us to understand. Verse 19, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Well, we bind and we loose in the name. You know, and this is why there is authority in the name. A police officer puts his hand up in front of a 20-ton articulated lorry, not because he physically has the strength to stop it, but because he has the authority to stop it. And it would be good for us to remind ourselves of that fact, that we have authority in the name. The authority is invested in the name. Mark chapter 16 and verse 17, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. If they drink anything deadly, it by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. So there's authority invested in the name. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. God confirms his word because God has authorized his name. And so when we use his name, we have authority. You know, that is so important for us to understand that there's tremendous power in the name of Jesus Christ. Nahum 1 verse 13, now I will break off his yoke from you and burst your bonds apart. But you know what? Freedom is found in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, God doesn't want you to be oppressed. You know, he wants his people to be free. But freedom is found in the name. And if you don't use the name, then you won't walk in freedom. Isaiah 26 and 13, O Lord our God, masters besides you have had dominion over us. But by you only we make mention of your name. They are dead, they will not live. They are deceased, they will not rise. Therefore you have punished and destroyed them and made all their memory to perish. So, you know, in the past, other gods may have had rule over us, but not anymore in Jesus' name. Today you're walking out of that prison in the name of Jesus Christ, because freedom is found in the name. We have authority over darkness. You must understand that darkness has no authority over you as a child of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. And verse 14, now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. So God leads us in triumph. We have triumph over sin, over habits, over oppression, over depression, over anxiety, over fear, over confusion, over addiction. All of this has to go in Jesus' name. Declare victory is my portion in Jesus' name. Amen. Because, you know, God wants you to walk in victory. And Philippians chapter 2, verse 9, therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And so, in the name of Jesus, our enemies have to bow, they have to flee. And, you know, whenever the devil encounters the name of Jesus, he tastes defeat again. Why? Because we have authority in the name. We don't try and outsmart the devil. We don't try and, you know, outpray him. Or we don't try and defeat him because we're virtuous or because we're holy, and we should be holy, you know, absolutely. But we have victory because of the name of Jesus Christ. And we see a perfect illustration of this in Acts chapter 16 and verse 16. Now it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to you the way of salvation." Now, was she saying the right thing? Yes. But again, it wasn't simply about just what she was saying, but the source of what she was saying. This was a demonic source. It was demonic knowledge. And this she did for many days, but Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirit. It's interesting. He didn't say to the woman, he said to the spirit. He addressed the spirit. "I command you," how? "In the name of Jesus Christ, to come out of her." So he came out that very hour. So demons have to obey the name of Jesus when we understand the power that is in that name. So, you know, it's important that we understand that there's tremendous power in the name of Jesus Christ. And we see this illustration again in chapter 19, verse 14. "Now there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, 'Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?' Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded." I like this version that says, "Paul I know by reputation and Jesus I know by experience, but who are you?" So the question is, do you have a reputation in hell? You know, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you? Then the man whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, because there is such a thing as demonic power. And I know in our modern, rational, secular world, people, you know, are a little reluctant to acknowledge this, but it is very real. However, we have authority over it in the name of Jesus Christ. It says, "They fled out of that house naked and wounded. This became known to all the Jews and Greeks dwelling in Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of Jesus was magnified." And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. So we see here that the name of Jesus was honored and magnified, because we see that the power is invested in the name. And these men were using the name, but they were using it like a lucky charm. They didn't know Jesus as their Savior, and consequently, they didn't have the authority to use that name, even though there was authority in that name. And so I think that's interesting. Acts chapter 3 and verse 16. "And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all." And so there is power in the name of Jesus Christ. Chapter 4, verse 8. "Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to the rulers of the people and elders of Israel, 'If we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man, by what means he has been made well, let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands before you whole.'" So Peter was very clear in explaining to the people that the miracle happened because of the name of Jesus Christ. That by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you whole. And if you want to see miracles, you need to use the name of Jesus as well, because through the name of Jesus, we have salvation from sin, and secondly, we have authority over darkness. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCBR. God bless you.